Hello, everybody. Little update. I recently changed the title of Naked Girl Podcast to Naked Girl Talk. It just sounds like it flows better, so I decided to make a little change. My graphic designer is working on making the logo until I can meet up with her and do a photo shoot for a more presentable title. That being said, here we go. This is Allie Wright of the Naked Girl Talk, and let's just dive right into it. For those of you who can't see me, who are just listening, I am not naked today, but I am in some lingerie. I will give an update why. So sometimes I like to jump on things like Omegle and have a little fun with the gentleman on there. And I don't always go on there on the nude just because I don't like to give away too much on Omegle. I usually redirect them over to my Instagram page or over to the podcast. So I do give them a little nip slip or something like that, or shake my booty a little bit. But I'm not on there nude. I tend to save that for OF. I like to wear lingerie when I'm on there. So that's why I'm wearing lingerie, because I was just on Omegle flirting and playing around and whatnot. So first things first, I had a gentleman write into my DMs about something he would like me to talk about. And he wanted to know my stance on feminism. So I don't actually advocate as a feminist. I am not a politics girl. I don't like to share my political views. And that's not just with everyone, that's including my family. As soon as politics come up, I usually get up and walk away. Can't do it. I think politics make people angry, and I just don't like to get in confrontations or heated arguments about things like that. So I try to stray away from any political talk, but he did want me to address my stance on feminism. So, like I said, I don't advocate as a feminist. And I think a lot of people would assume I would, because I do advocate for being naked. I advocate for making things normal that is really only normal for guys to do, like taking off your clothes or showing your chest or, things like that. I don't actually advocate as a feminist. I do believe there are some things in feminism I agree with. But I have the definition here. I am more egalitarian-like. So the definition of feminism is the advocacy of women's right on the basis of equality of the sexes. For egalitarianism, it is the doctrine that all people are equal and deserve equal rights and opportunities. In my personal perspective, I just think egalitarianism stands more united. The definition overall just seems to advocate for both genders versus feminism, which is women's rights. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just stand with egalitarianism more. I'm a sociology major. If you didn't know that, now you do. I'm a sociology major, so I took a few courses, and there were some countries I learned that really hold themselves high in egalitarianism societies. Places like Sweden, Ireland, the Philippines, they all have equal rights for both men and women. And one that really stood out to me was Sweden, and I almost wanted to move there. Actually, I did want to move there for a little bit, but I almost wanted to move there because of their labor benefits for women and men. So when a woman is pregnant and they're going into labor, they have maternity leave, but also the men have really great paternity leave also. So I think I'm a little hazy on the details, but it was that men were granted, I think, like 300 and something days, so like almost a full year of paid maternity, and they could use that, and same goes for women, but I'm referencing men. They could use that anywhere from when the child is born all the way up until the child is 8 years old. So for us here in the US, we are only granted 12 to 16 weeks of maternity leave. And men only get paternity leave for, I think, like 2 weeks. So not that, or maybe it's 6 weeks. I think it's 6 weeks. Stand corrected, it's 6 weeks, I believe. Anyways, that's not enough time to bond with your baby. And I think both parents should be equally allowed to bond with their baby. I don't believe it is just the woman's job to bond with the baby. I think men have an equal part in the well-being and health of an infant in their first year. But what I really did like about Sweden's ideals is that you could take that time anywhere from when they're born all the way up until 8 years old. I think that's great. And that's per child. So you have like 4 children and you accumulate all that time. You have like 4 years worth of pay and you can take off anytime. I mean, as somebody who likes to work, I never saw myself as a stay-at-home mom. I don't have kids, but like when I do, I don't see myself as a stay-at-home mom. It would be wonderful, but I also think I would lose a few screws. I think I would go a little bit crazy just being home all day long with children. I work with children already, so I know that if I was trapped at home all day long with my own children for X amount of time, I think I would lose it a little bit. So I think the way Sweden does it's really great, because maybe I would take only like 4 weeks off, maybe the whole 12 weeks, and then I would go back to work for a little bit and save that accumulated time for when I'm feeling like I need to take a break and hang out with my children. That's just my point of view of of that. But circling back around to the actual topic of feminism, I don't advocate for it. Like I said, I don't get political in that sense. I just think, you know, society tends to be a little nitpicky about wording, especially lately. And I just don't think I have that in me to say that I'm a feminist. Now, I have family members that are, and I have family members that aren't, that actually have like a stance. I'm more in the middle. There's things about it that I agree with, there's things about it I don't agree with, and I'm not really going to dive into like each, which is why I gave you the definition of egalitarianism, because that is more me. I think the way that those countries use that for the benefit of both men and women, that is more like me. So if the US could pick up something more like egalitarianism, that would be really great. I think feminism kind of has like a definition of just one side, and we're already trying to work towards separating from men and doing better and getting paid more and having more access to things as women. But egalitarianism is more on the equal. So that's what I like. That's what I like to stand for. Again, I'm not political, and I'll watch political things on the news. I don't have political conversations. And feminism to me is a political topic. So I'll end that there for like a short, slight rant. This same gentleman also, he suggested I talk about the thirst in my DMs. Now I will say, the thirst is real. how guys go about it is always different. There are some guys who are more gentlemanlike, not always so persistent. They are more subtle about the way they are hitting on you, which I always appreciate a gentleman. That's really awesome. The thirst is real, though. There are some guys in my DMs who are very persistent about wanting to jump in bed with me. I understand that I put myself out there and, you know, I'm showing this sexual side of me. I am giving lots of guys something that they want. Who doesn't love a sexy girl? Who doesn't love a confident girl who's like willing to show herself off? So I understand that I can be perceived in this way, but I'm also a person still. And I guess it just really irks me when I do tell these men, like, hey, I'm sorry I have a boyfriend, but I'm so glad I can make you happy. Or I'm so glad that I can be of service to you in some way, make you feel good. I always want to flirt. I always want to sweet talk. I always, you know, want to respond to the other person who's trying to reach out to me and let me know how I make them feel. That makes me feel good when I make you feel good. But yeah, sometimes I'll tell these guys like, hey, I have a boyfriend, or hey, I have a man, like, and, some guys are super persistent about like, let me just fuck you. Like, I want to fuck you like a porn star and this and that. And I'm not a porn star. there's like this expectation of me like being perceived this way that for some reason I'm associated with a porn star. Now, although I love watching porn, I think it's great that there are women out there who really can put themselves out there like that. And I'm not going to lie, I've thought about it. You could probably catch a video of me somewhere on the internet with my guy, but I'm not a porn star. And when you come off sexually the way I do, for some reason, guys think that you can fuck like a porn star. Like, sorry, Tom, I cannot do the splits and like bounce on your dick. I can't do that. Or I'm sorry, but like, I can't gag like a ginormous cock that's like 10 plus inches and like thick as fucking can be like that. I can't do that. I have a gag reflex. I'm not afraid to say that. Like, yeah, my dude, he's pretty packing. But there are moments where I'm almost throwing up on his dick trying to take it. And for some guys, they think that's hot. And for other guys, they don't think that's hot. But I'm a person. I'm not, I can't fill all your fantasies and all your expectations. I would love to fuck like a porn star, and kudos to those girls. Like, really, I applaud them for some of the things they do, but I'm not a porn star. I don't fuck like one. I don't look like one. I cry when I gag. I almost want to throw up when I gag a dick. Yeah, sometimes when I'm getting it from behind, I get fucking stomach cramps. Like, dude, you're fucking me too hard that your dick is hitting my stomach lining. Like, that's all real shit. In pornos, you don't see that. They have lines. They have directors. Like, cut scene. Like, do you need water mist? Like, do you need a second to, like, rearrange your insides before so-and-so with a 10-inch dick comes and, like, rams you again? Like, that is a thing. That is what porn stars deal with. Like, they have time to readjust. They have things they have to do to get prepared for scenes. I don't really like when guys tell me, like, I want to fuck you like a porn star, because I'm not a porn star. I do, however, think it's great that guys put themselves out there. Sliding into the DMs. I think it's great that, you know, you shoot your shot. You only live this life once. Like, there was one time, I think I was like 17, 18, I don't know. People are scared of rejection. I'm scared of rejection, not just in a sexual way, but like friends-wise too. Or am I going to get this job? Any kind of rejection. People are scared of it. Me too. There was one time, though, I think is when I realized, like, I only have this one life to live. I might as well. I was 17 years old. I was at the store with my friend. I told her I thought the cashier was hot. It's like a dinky little store in Belmont, California, okay? Told my friend I thought this guy was hot. She pushed me. She was like, "You cannot leave this store until you tell that guy that you think he's hot." And I remember immediately, like, I just started sweating. I was like, "Holy fuck, I can't do that." Like, guys are supposed to hit on girls. Girls are not supposed to hit on guys. She's like, "Dude, just do it." Like, and if nothing happens, you'll never see him again. Side note, not true because I shopped at this store often. So anyway, she was like, "Dude, just fucking do it. Like, stop being a pussy. Just fucking do it. Like, maybe he'll like you, maybe he won't. Who knows? Who cares?" I left the store. But something in me told me I needed to go back in and just fucking do it. It was like this little confidence dude inside me that was like, "Dude, just fucking do it." So I walked back into the store. He's already helping another customer, and I say, "Excuse me." And he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. Did you forget something?" And I said, "Yeah, I did. My friend didn't want me to leave this store without telling you how I feel. So, off of that, I'm gonna tell you, I think you're really hot." And that's just all I wanted to say. And I immediately turned around and walked out of the store. And I like walked away laughing. Walking right up to her, I'm like looking at her like, "I cannot believe you just," she didn't make me do it, but she pushed me. "I cannot believe you just pushed me to do that." And lo and behold, I hear this guy say, "Hey, wait, hold on," running outside the door of the store. And I turn around and it's him. And he goes, "Wow, you really put yourself out there. I just wanted to let you know, like, it's reciprocated." And he gave me his number. Kind of right after that, I just had this thing in my brain that was like, "Girl, if you don't think you look hot or you don't feel like the greatest, it doesn't matter because confidence is what matters. Confidence is key." And that guy saw that. Even though I was nervous about it and I almost didn't do it, the fact that I walked back in the store and I was confident enough to just say, like, "Hey, I think you're hot, and that's all I wanted to let you know," and then walk away. He was like, "Holy shit, that the confidence can turn your hotness up by like 10 levels." Okay. I just changed that day a little bit, I think. And actually, my like significant other right now, kind of like the same thing. Like, we didn't really know each other, and you know, you fucking shoot your shot. I was like, "Yeah, I think he's hot." Like, I was talking to all his friends, telling them, like, "Yeah, I think he's hot. Like, hook a girl up, like, this and that." And eventually we hooked up. And then, you know, c'est la vie, or however they say. But yeah, I think having this confidence does make me a little bit hotter than I would normally think. I'm like an average girl, let's be honest. I believe myself to be average, not just based on looks, but like personality, things I like to do, hobbies, or you know, any, I'm overall just an average girl. And that's fine with me. I don't like to be the center of attention, although I like the attention I get on the internet. I don't like to be the center of attention, which is why I will never, ever, ever have a big wedding. I think having weddings is way out of my range. It's way off my comfort chart. Not for me. I know that my family members would appreciate if I had a giant wedding. But really, it's not for me. I don't want to showcase that. I think that's too many set of eyes on me and too much pressure. I'm cool with going down to a courthouse when time comes and signing a paper and Mr. and Mrs., there you go. So yeah, back to the thirst trap. I think having confidence to slide into a girl's DMs is really great. However, I think there's that saying, think before you speak, think before you send, is as equally as important. Read the room. Read the cues. This girl says she has a boyfriend. Maybe I shouldn't berate her with I want to fuck you messages. You could tell me I'm a great girl. You could tell me I look fun in bed. But don't like persistently slide into the DMs and say, hey, I want to fuck you. Hey, you should be fucking me. Like, hey, you should cheat on your boyfriend. Hey, I want to fuck you like a porn star. I'm not going to block you, but like at one point there will be a time where I'm just kind of like, I'm just going to gloss over your message. It's usually the same couple people that have been doing it lately. And that's fine. You know, I'm just getting started. I understand there's going to be guys who are like totally out there. Don't give a fuck. Going to do what they do. That's cool. I'm all about you being you. But just like a little more respect. Just a little bit. Because you know what most people say I'm doing is I'm not respecting myself. Most people would say I'm like degrading myself. And I have no respect for myself. That's not true. I do have respect for myself. I have respect for myself enough to say, like, this is what I want to do. I like doing it. It's fun. I get turned on. My guy gets turned on. Other people get turned on. So I do have respect. Something super important that I saw in a documentary, when the person who's doing this and putting themselves out there, it's just them. The level of respect is because they are in control. I am in control of what I'm putting out there. I'm in control of the type of videos I make. I'm in control of the type of podcasts I make. I'm in control of what I want people to see. This is a side of me that not a lot of people that know me get to see. So most of my followers are actually random, which is kind of how I like it. There's some people who follow me from high school, which is cool, I guess, too. But yeah, like, I'm in control of what I want people to see. I'm in control of what I put out there. And I think that's the most important part of doing what I do, is I get to choose. And having that choice is a really big thing. Especially when you're trying to go into this kind of industry, there's going to be a lot of people who are telling you what they want, what they want to see you do, what they, you know, what they expect of you. And I found it's most important to just ignore that. So yeah, on to the next topic. The next thing I wanted to address is the next thing I wanted to address is my sexuality, like my real sexuality. So I am a straight female, although I do get very curious about what it would be like to hook up with a lady. When I was younger, I didn't really think like that. Like in high school, you know, I think a lot of girls do this. In high school, like me and my girlfriends would just make out with each other in front of the guys because the guys liked it. And, you know, our goal was to like hook up with the guys and get them horny. So we would just like make out with each other. But other than that, like it was never like an actual sexual thought. Like even the act of making out with my girlfriends, like it wasn't sexual. It was like, this is fun because the guys are getting turned on. And it, you know, it wasn't like a huge deal. But as I've gotten older and as I've been in a relationship longer, I got more and more curious. So I wanted to kind of address that because on one of my OF posts, I posted girl on girl got me like with the like little wet emoji. So yeah, I wanted to address that for a few minutes. So yes, like I was saying, I am a straight female. I would consider myself bicurious. I have wandering fantasies about what it would be like to hook up with a woman. And I know a few people who have, not anybody that's like super close to me, very distant friends or acquaintances. But they all say like you should try it once, or I'll try anything once kind of mentality. So yeah, I definitely think people should explore the curious sides of them, and I'm looking to explore that curious side of me. Now, when it comes to being in a relationship, there are a lot of different things to talk about. So I'm in a relationship, but I'm bicurious. I like want to hook up with a girl. I want to try it out. Girl and girl porn is like fucking fire. Majority of straight women watch lesbian porn, just so you guys know. If you're a man and you have a lady and you find on her history that she's watching girl on girl porn, don't automatically assume she's a fucking lesbian, because it's not. There's just something about watching a girl with a girl that is like, it turns girls on. I don't know if it's like the gentleness, the sensuality. Sometimes dicks can be scary. The aggression in boy girl porn can be scary. So there's like a number of reasons why girls like to watch girl on girl porn. For me, I don't like the aggression in the boy girl porn. Now, I do like aggressive sex, so that's where it kind of gets a little weird for me, 'cause like I like to watch my own aggressive filmmaking with my partner, but I don't like to watch it like in the actual porn websites or the porn industry. I think it's very skewed in a point of view, and that's just not like real sex in my opinion, the way they portray it. However, like girl on girl porn seems more realistic. It seems flattering almost. And it does pique my interest a little more every time I watch it. I'm like, oh, I wonder what that feels like. I mean, I'm a girl. I've had guys go down on me, and so obviously I know what that feels like, but like to feel it from a woman, like that's where the fantasy peaks a little bit. Like, is it gonna feel different? Because she has a clit like I do, is she gonna know what to do? Yeah, things like that. So I definitely think people should be exploring their sexuality. I know I want to be exploring mine. I just haven't stumbled upon anybody to explore that with. And also, my guy really he wants to do a threesome. We've talked about it. I'm open to it. However, I think for my first experience, I think I would want that to be on my own. Because I've never had a threesome. That would be fun too, but I've never had one, and I think there's already a bunch of nerves that go into having a threesome. So yeah, so I think having two kinds of nerves, like one, oh my god, we're about to do a threesome, and then two, oh my god, it's my first time hooking up with a girl. I'd rather just not be that stressed out about that. I would much rather have my first experience with a girl, be on my own, get a lay of the land, feel how it feels, get rid of all that awkwardness of not ever doing it before, and then the next experience can be a threesome. Threesomes aren't for everybody. A few years ago, when my guy asked me, hey, can we do a threesome? I looked at him and said, fuck no, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm a jealous girl. And that's also something that people don't really like see when they see what I post out there. I'm a jealous girl. I'm very jealous. I can be territorial. I've been working on it. And there are reasons that go behind that. But yeah, I'm overall like I can be a very jealous girl. I do not like to share. So when I think of threesomes, I think of mainly this is very selfish, but I think of mainly me being the center of the tension in that particular setting. But I can't go into it like that. I need to be mindful that there is my partner and that there is this other person with us who is here for the experience, just like me and my dude are. So although I am jealous, when time comes for that to happen, I will have to put that jealousy on the back burner to make the best out of the experience. So that is probably something that will happen in the near future, especially the more I put myself out there and I talk to people, hopefully, fingers crossed, that I find a girl who want to have an experience with me or help me break my lesbian virginity. I don't know if I can say that, but I did. So yeah. The last thing that I wanted to address was how The last thing I wanted to address was how I feel about people who know me or my family finding out about what I've been doing. I'm nervous, yes, especially the more things that I put out there. I try not to overthink it because the moment I do, I don't want to say I regret it, but I feel the term regret creeping into my mind, the more I give it thought about what I'm doing. When in reality, I'm having fun. I'm having a good time. I'm making myself feel good. And I think those kind of pros outweigh the negative. I do think people who know me or related to me will be disappointed. Some might be upset or judgy, and that's fine. Not everybody can do this. Not everybody can put their tits out on the internet. Nobody, there's people who can't show their pussy, who don't want to. I, however, I'm having a good time doing it. I think it's fun. I'm feeling myself. I feel good about myself. And honestly, I'm helping some people out who are feeling lonely or who want to, maybe they don't want to watch porn because it doesn't feel real enough. So they go on to the OF or they go on to my Instagram and reach out to me. It's a little more personal. So maybe it's easier to get off that way. But yeah, I think for what I'm doing, there will be a few people who might be upset. Now, the only thing I can really tell you about that is that you just gotta keep doing you. If we lived our whole lives based off of what other people wanted of us or expected of us, we would all be miserable. I mean, I know some people who literally live their life by what their parents tell them, like down to what college they went to, what kind of degree they should get, if what kind of job they get, or what kind of person they should be with. Like, I know some people who follow each thing and they look happy to me, they look happy to social media, they look happy. But I do wonder, like, is there something in their mind telling them, like, I should have done this differently? I should have made my own choices, chosen my own path. And that's really what it's down to for me. Like, I have been told for so long, and I don't know if this is me being the girl. I don't know if this is me being the younger sibling. But for some reason, I feel like people always want to chime into my life. My family members always have something to say about what I'm doing or who I'm with or this and that. And to be quite frank, I'm just kind of fucking tired of it. And I think this is like my rebellion side. I've always had one. But I think this is the rebellious side of me that is just like, do fucking you and don't give two fucks about what anybody else thinks, because then I'm just gonna actually do what they fucking tell me to do, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to go date this person that you think I should date. I don't want to like go work this job that you think I should do. I don't want to like live here in this area because you think it's safer. Like I want to live life. I want to live it to the fullest. I want to make my own goddamn choices. And I think this is a huge way of saying that I am going to make my own choices. I am going to do what I want to do, and no one can really stop me. I'm a 27-year-old woman. you know, if I had done this at 18, 19, 20, maybe 21, 22, I could understand your concern, or I might have listened a little bit more, but I'm 27 years old. And I think after like 23, 24 years old, your family should just basically stop telling you what to do. Unless you seek actual advice from family members or people close to you, I think after a certain age, people should just stop telling you what to fucking do or what they think you should do. I don't think that we have to listen to other people forever. And if that's you right now, if you feel like you're just listening to what other people tell you to do, well, I just want you to listen to me tell you to do whatever the fuck you want. Now that's saying that you're making like healthy choices. So for me, I'm actually sober. I'm almost 10 months sober. And when I mean sober, I mean I'm referring to alcohol. I smoke weed from time to time, usually just at night because I don't like being high throughout the day. I actually just like being high like right before bed. Helps me sleep, helps me clear my mind. But I'm 10 months sober almost. So when I'm saying make healthy choices, you have to be in the right state of mind. If I was drunk all the time doing this, I can honestly say I think I would be putting out the wrong stuff, or I'd be putting out too much, or I would actually have regrettable decisions about what I'm doing. Because I wasn't in the right mindset. I wasn't with a clear conscience when I either made that content or I made that video or put that stuff out there. So to be sober and do this is super important to me. I like to have a clear mind, a clear conscience, and make sure that I'm actually doing what I want to do. If I had decided to do this when I would drink and family members might have found out, I think they would have just associated that with me not being in the right state of mind. So for me to be sober and do this, and if and when, because eventually I'm sure some family members or close friends will find out, if and when that time comes around, at least I have that backup to say I was sober when I made this decision. I had a clear conscience. I thought about everything that could go wrong. I thought about consequences. I thought about repercussions and all of that fun stuff to deal with when it comes down the road. But I did think about it, and I made an active decision to do what I'm doing because I like to. It's a part of who I am. It's fun for me and my partner. We have an agreement. We have a conscious decision together. So yeah, I think when when family finds out, that'll be fun, and I'll keep you guys updated. But that also might not be for some time. I just started out on this. I only have a few followers. I don't know. Only a few people have listened to my podcast. Only a few people have seen my videos. But I do hope I get big. I hope that I can go far with this. I feel comfortable doing it. And yeah, I'm just ready to have a good time. I don't have children. I'm not married, although I have a partner. And yeah, I think this is just kind of the point in my life where I'm ready to do something like this. I did dabble a little bit on some internet stuff when I was younger with my partner. But this is entirely different, and I'm so excited to see what stems from it. I'm actually working with a graphic designer to help me design a new logo for my podcast, and then in a few weeks, her and I will be doing a photo shoot. Yeah, some new photos for the podcast logo, and also just pictures in general for Instagram and whatnot. So yeah, my graphic designer will be helping me with that. So yeah, I think I'm gonna conclude this episode with, I want everyone to just do whatever the fuck they want. Healthy decisions, but do whatever the fuck you want. You have one life. Who cares what other people think? Honestly, like, I cared for so long about what people thought about me. And it was mentally draining. So I hope you take this message and really just roll with it. Just say, fuck it. Do whatever you want. Stop listening to other people. It's great to listen to opinions, but to actually go off other people's opinions, only you know what's right for you. Only you know what's best for you. So yeah, fuck what everyone else thinks. Put yourself out there and be you. If this is you, then fucking do it. If you're a horn dog, fucking do it. If you like rubbing your clit on camera, fucking do it. And on that note, this is Allie Wright with the Naked Girl Talk. And I will chat with you guys in a few days. Have a good night.